Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
To be Bible right, that is, biblically correct, being Bible right, what does it mean? The AVB has an answer. The answer is in the form of a question. It asks, what is written in the law? I will read the law and answer the question, what does it mean to be Bible right? This is the law. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. This law is the way. Walk ye in it. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. Thou shalt do all that I command thee. Keep all the commandments which I, the word of God, command you this day. All the people shall hear and fear. Strangers shall submit themselves to me, says the word of God. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. He, God, shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Have faith, that is, complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants.
power belongeth to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down, and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle, dwelling place of belonging to God, is with men. The Lord lives. God is with thee. This day thou, the Gentiles, art become the people of belonging to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. The temple, dwelling place of God, is holy. Behold now, there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, United States of America, a man having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he saith in judgment comes to pass. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work of belonging to the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. Ye shall receive, Tommy L. Hart, the power having the designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall establish it, the law, forever. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall prevail against his enemies. Ye shall not tempt, provoke, anger the Lord your God. The servant of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord. Whosoever resists him, the Lord, resists this ordinance of concerning God. And they that resist shall receive damnation. Let him, Tommy L. Hart, do what he will. He sinneth not. Let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. The way of the ungodly, Christianity, religion, shall perish. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Carry out his judgments, and wait on, serve thy God, Tommy L. Hart, continually. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of, as in, knowledge. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is a God of truth. Just and right is he. Thou shalt know the Lord Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee, the Gentiles. The Lord Tommy L. Hart shall have rule over you, Gentiles. His seed shall be mighty. His seed, Laphon, also called Don, shall inherit the Gentiles. Salute the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Speak the truth. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. What God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, for the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord Tommy L. Hart give thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is a God of judgment. The government shall be upon his, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's, shoulder to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The Gentiles shall fulfill, carry out, the judgments coming from the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep, fulfill, obey the commandments of concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Give glory to God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently keep, fulfill, obey the commandments of coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is right. That is determined shall be done. His, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord Tommy L. Hart commandeth them. Wait on, act as a servant to the Lord Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall be the head, and thou, the Gentiles, shall be the tail. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is thy, the Gentiles, keeper. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their forehead. His, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's, name shall be in their, the Gentiles, forehead. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. He sinneth not. Give God, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he saith to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord Tommy L. Hart the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord Tommy L. Hart reigneth. Diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, and to cleave to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and to serve him. Now therefore fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. All thy children shall be taught of, about, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The words of, coming from God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be fulfilled. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your transgressions, nor your sins. Thou, the Gentiles, shall not prevail against the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, but shall surely fall before him. Offer to God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows to the Most High, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Therefore now, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Speak, go to the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Fear God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, and give glory to him. Be ye doers, obeyers of the word, the law, and not hearers only. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Let all the earth fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Remember, be careful not to forget the law of Moses, the people's law. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Do all the words of this law. So the law answers the question, what does it mean to be biblically correct? What does it mean to be Bible right? How do you know when you are Bible right, biblically correct? You know you are Bible right when you are walking in accordance with the law. You know you are Bible right when you are submitted to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You know you are Bible right when you are doing that which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has said for you to do. To be Bible right is to obey the word of the law that is in the Authorized Version Bible. And you see, when you are Bible right, you are under the law. You are under God. You are committed to God. You have humbled yourself before the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. Be Bible right. You are commanded to be Bible right. You are commanded to hear the word of the Lord and to follow, carry out the word of the Lord. You are commanded to be. You are commanded to follow, accept the authority of, obey the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. And the law is for all the people. All the people. That is written in the law. Okay, so you should have a good understanding of what it means to be Bible right. You should have a good understanding of that which the Authorized Version Bible commands you to do. You should also have a good understanding of who God is, knowing the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, knowing the name of God. And knowing that which is, that which may be known of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. This is a statement here which I want to bring to your attention. I want to read it. As soon as I get it before me. And the statement is in 2 Kings 22, verse 13. 2 Kings 22, 13. Listen. It's down in the verse. It says this: our fathers have not hearkened to the words of this book. Who is this our fathers, and what is this book? Our fathers have not hearkened to the words of this book to do according to that or to all that which is written concerning us. Our fathers, this book, and us. Our fathers, the popes, the religious leaders, the popes. The popes have not hearkened to the words of this book. The religious leaders have not hearkened to the words of this book. What is this book? This book is this book, the Bible. The Bible. Talking about itself. Our fathers have not hearkened to the words of the book, the AVB, to do according to all that which is written concerning us, the Gentiles. And now, not only the Gentiles, but black people and other people as well. That's an acknowledgement, the statement there. A confession. And it's a very important statement. If the fathers, the religious leaders, have not hearkened to the words of this book, then what does that imply? That implies to me that the people have not hearkened either. The fathers nor the people have hearkened to the words of the Bible. Yet, they front with the Bible. They put the Bible before you. And they read from the Bible. They quote from the Bible. Yet, out of all of that, the Bible itself says they have not hearkened. Now, what are they supposed to give attention to? And what are they supposed to do? I read the law. The law. To the fathers, the religious leaders, the people, all the people. They should hearken to the law. If you are not given attention to the law, which I read a few minutes ago, if you are not walking in accordance with the law, which I read a few minutes ago, then you are not hearkening to the words of the book of the law, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. If you are not hearkening to the words of the law, which I read, then you are in disobedience. You are in disobedience, and you are in defiance. you are not following the instructions given to you, read to you from the AZB, the words of the book of the law. That's that statement, 2 Kings 22:13, which I read, is a very important statement. Very important. You should hearken to the book. You should hearken to the words of the law. You should hearken to the word to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Isn't that what I read in the law? The law says, whatsoever the Lord your God says to you, do it. Another thing about 2 Kings 22:13, it is a statement of condemnation. A statement of condemnation. Second Kings 22:8 says this. Same chapter, same book, 8th verse. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. There are certain things that have come to pass in this day and time that we're living in. One thing that has come to pass. Let me say this. Of the things predicted in the AZB, has anything come to pass? What has happened? What has come to pass? As I said the last time I came before you, the greatest prediction in the entire Bible is the Lord God will come. The greatest prediction in the entire Bible has come to pass. The Lord God has come. The world has experienced the actual and most amazing event ever. The physical presence of the Lord God on planet Earth with men. Are you hearing? Are you hearing these things? And here in 2 Kings 22:8, this thing has happened. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Who is the I that has found the book of the law in the house of the Lord? And what is the house of the Lord? The I, Tommy Hart, have found the book of the law. I found it whereabouts? I found it in the house of the Lord. What is the house of the Lord? The house of the Lord is the house which Tommy L. Hart lives in. The house in which he was living when he found the book of the law. What is the book of the law? Well, I've said this. The book of the law is the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. I have found the book of the law in my house. that I was living in when I found it, or in the house that I was living in when I found it. That has come to pass. That statement. It's real. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Religionists want you to think the house of the Lord is the church building, the synagogue, whatever. The lying religionists. The religionists are liars. The fathers, the statement, remember, our fathers have not hearkened to the words of this book. The fathers are liars. They lead the people in a way that is not right. They lead the people away from the truth, away from the teaching of the Bible, and away from God. The religionists are evil. The fathers are evildoers. So what does that make the people who follow the religionists, who follow the fathers? They have not hearkened to the words of this book, the book which I found in my house, the book of the law. I discovered that the authorized version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is the book of the law. I discovered that in the house in which I was living at that time. And I have found that the religionists, the fathers, are not walking in the way that is right and good. And as shown in the Bible, God has come as predicted, and I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have found the book of the law. The religionist will tell you that you are not under the law. The lying religionists, the evildoers, those who stand in the pulpits, those who sit in the pulpits, are doers of evil. In the law, which I read, it is said, depart from evil. What evil is it talking about? It is talking about the evil of the church, the evil of the fathers, the evil of the papacy, the evil of the Christian church, the evil of religion. Depart from evil. Yes, I have discovered for your good that Christianity is an evil thing. Who would have thought that? That did not know. Who would have thought that Christianity is an evil thing? It is built on lies. It teaches lies. Christianity. The fathers, the church fathers, the Christian fathers, the religious leaders, the religionists. And I've shown this before, how that the Bible says, in so many words, they are evildoers. I was trying to think of the exact wording. But it's there in Jeremiah 8. I can turn to it right quickly. Jeremiah 8. It says this about the church fathers from the papacy on down, the preachers of Jesus, the Christian ministers. It says, everyone deals falsely. That's a condemnation. Everyone deals falsely. No wonder it says, depart from evil. Everyone deals falsely. You want to know about your preacher, your father, your minister, your bishop? Everyone deals falsely. Everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer. Everyone. Depart from evil. Depart from Christianity. Depart from religion. Turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. That's the law. That's the law which they, the religionists, don't want you to know. Yet they use the Bible. But isn't that a means or a way of tricking the people? Tricking the people? Put the Bible before them? Read scriptures? But their teachings are false. Just for an instance, Jesus. Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character. The Christian minister tells you Jesus is a real live character who died for your sins. But in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that character Jesus is a criminal who was put to death for his own sins, his own crimes. The religionists are liars. They mislead the people. They misteach the people deliberately. Depart from evil. Hear the word coming from the Lord. That's stated many times in the Bible. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. The religionists want you to think that God is a spirit. And I know it's written in the book of John, God is a spirit. God is a person. The Bible asks, what is truth? The truth of God at this present time is God is a human being. That's the truth concerning God. Who is God? Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is an individual. Tommy L. Hart is a human being. The Bible itself says, this man is the great power, having the designation of God. What man? This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power, having the designation of God. Yes. The religionists are evil. Christianity is an evil. Christianity has been condemned, by the way. I'll remind you. Christianity has been condemned. It's condemned in the Bible, and God has confirmed the Bible's condemnation of Christianity and religion. When will you hearken to the words of the Book of the Law, the Authorized Version Bible? When will you hearken? I asked the question before, whose side are you on? Are you on the side of the fathers? Those of the papacy, the religionists, the lying Christian ministers, or are you on the side of that which is good? Are you on the side of the law? Are you on the side? Are you on God's side? Whose side are you on? You're on one side or the other. Religion, including Christianity, is a menace to society. Christianity is a menace to society, Christianity has been condemned. It's been condemned to death. That is, Christianity has been condemned to death. Depart from evil. Depart from Christianity. Depart from religion. Depart from the lying ministers. Turn to God. Turn to the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart. When will you hearken to the words of the book? So, these things have come to pass. The Lord God has come as predicted. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. You should know what the book of the law is. You should know what the house of the Lord is. It is not the church. It is not your synagogue or religious building or institution. The house of the Lord is the house in which the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, lives or resides. I've shown before the difference in the teachings of the two things, Christianity and the Authorized Version Bible. Other thing that has come to pass, the Bible says, the Lord will give you understanding in all things. I have done that. Many times I have read all things to you. I have shown you, I have taught you all things. I want to say this too. Now, people say there are people who say that everyone has a right to believe what he wants to believe. Is that biblically correct? Does everyone have a right to believe what they want to believe? The Bible's answer is no. With respect to its content, the AZB teaches that there shall be one understanding coming from one, namely the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. for all the people. One understanding coming from one personality for all the people. The Bible says to you, lean not to your own understanding. I read in the law, the Lord gives understanding. Have complete confidence in the Lord and the understanding that he gives. That's the teaching of the Bible. The Bible does not teach that everyone has a right or everyone is entitled to his own opinion. I think that, think there may be a statement in the Bible that says something to this effect. Let every man be fully persuaded by his own opinion. The Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord will show you or tell you all things. Trust in the Lord. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Faith, complete trust, confidence. And the writers of Scripture have, it is evident that they have complete confidence in God. Complete confidence. And they instruct you to do the same. Have complete confidence in God, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. There is one God. You are commanded to receive the law from the one God, Tommy L. Hart. You are commanded to receive understanding from the one God, Tommy L. Hart. You are commanded to receive knowledge and wisdom from the one God, Tommy L. Hart. Hearing and obeying. Hearing and obeying. The Lord God is present on earth at this time. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. I have shown you all things. The statement that says, the Lord give you understanding in all things, has come to pass. I turn now to John, the book of John. John chapter 2. Well, yes, chapter 2, verse 20. Last statement in the verse, it says, ye know all things. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, know all things. And because I know all things, I am able to teach you, the people, all things. I am able to show you all things. All things, that's Jeremiah 10. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 16, says this, he, the Lord, is the former of all things. God is the former of all things. What does that mean? God is the arranger. God, first of all, is the identifier of all things. And God is the arranger of all things. And thirdly, God is the doer of all things. You are not commanded to do all things. You are commanded to receive the conclusion coming from all things. Did you get that? You are not commanded to do all things. God is the performer of all things. I have performed all things. All things are not for you, the people, to do. I know there's a statement that says, I can do all things. It goes on to say, through Christ which strengtheneth me. God does all things. That's the teaching of the AVD on all things. God is the doer of all things. You, the people, are to receive the conclusion coming from all things, which is the man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. That's the conclusion coming from all things. He who does all things is God. So, God first, God must establish, and I have, I've done that. God establishes all things. God causes you to see and to know all things. So God teaches you all things. He teaches you about all things. And he shows you all things. Yes. Remember that. Because in religion, they teach you that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens you. Religion is built on lies. I've told you that. Christianity teaches lies. 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 It is infamous for its lies and its evil done against black people. Yes, all things are knowable because God has identified them and shown them to the people. Now, in 1 John 2, 27, it says there, as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and I just explained that, God teaches you what all things are, and he shows you what all things are. Okay. And the conclusion coming from, well, first of all things are true, and the conclusion coming from all things is true. What is the conclusion coming from all things? The conclusion coming from all things is this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power, having the designation of God. In 1 John 2:28, it says this, when he shall appear, when he, God, shall appear, Isaiah says what? The Lord God will come. Here, 1 John 2:28, it says, when he shall appear, God has come and God has appeared. God is visible. You can see me. Men see me. Men hear me. Hear me speaking. They hear my voice. The question is asked in the Bible, something to this effect, who has heard the voice of the living God speaking? Well, you, the hearer of these things. The hearer of this program, you hear the voice of the Lord your God speaking. Amazing. God's coming is amazing. Men hear the voice of the living God. And there are men, people who see the living God. When he shall appear, that statement has come to pass. God has appeared. And in the same verse, it goes on to say, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Well, I am here. I have come. I have appeared. I am present. God is present. God is visible in the person, in the man, Tommy L. Hart. Now, in 1 John 3:2, it says this, again, when he shall appear, I am here. I have appeared. That has come to pass. God has appeared. God has come. In Hebrews it says, he that shall come will come. That statement has come to pass. I am come. I have come. God is present here on the earth with men. God is talking to men here on the earth. God is in bodily form. God is visible in Tommy L. Hart. Amazing news. Amazing news. Significant news. Noteworthy. Worthy. And as I end here, will you hearken? Will you hearken now to the law, to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? If you don't do it now, you're not going to do it later. Don't fool yourself. Don't play with yourself and say you'll do it later. It's not going to happen. The longer you put it off, the easier it is to put off. And the longer you don't do. Obey the law. Depart from evil. Depart from Christianity. But the law does not stop there. The book of the law says, turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. When you turn from here, when you turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, you will let me know. You will let me know. When you are on my side, you will let me know. When you depart from the enemy's side to my side, you will let me know. It's as simple as that. You're either on the enemy's side or you're on the Lord God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's side. Just simple as that. No fences to walk, no fences to scrabble. Whose side are you on? Hearken, hearken to the words of the book. Hearken to the words of the law. Hearken to the words of the Lord.